right, good morning, children. I'm glad to be here. How about you guys? Good. So this morning I want to talk about beauty. What is true beauty? How is a person truly beautiful? Is it the color of their hair? Sorry, my microphone dropped down. So I want to talk about how is a person truly beautiful? Is it their hair color, or their eyes, or their skin color? Does anybody have any suggestions? What makes a person truly beautiful? Is it how tall they are, how short they are? How they act. Oh, that's a good one. That's how they act. Okay, that's very good. It's beauty is a little more than just how it looks on the outside. It's more about what comes from the inside. So I want to take a look at two people from the Bible. One person the Bible says was very beautiful, and the other person says that he wasn't beautiful at all. And normally when we think about beauty, we think about it's for girls or something. But these are both men. The first one, his name was, does anybody know who it was, the one that was beautiful? Anybody have a suggestion? His name was Absalom. It was one of King David's boys. And this is what it says about Absalom. It says, "But in all Israel there was none so much praised as Absalom for his beauty." It says, "From the sole of his foot," that's like from the very bottom of his foot, all the way to the very tippy top of his head, there was no blemish. There was absolutely nothing wrong with him. From the bottom of his feet to the top of his head, he was the most beautiful man in all Israel. You imagine that? I mean, I look in a mirror and I barely get down to my nose and I start finding things that are wrong. So anyway, let's look at what did he look like on the inside? Absalom, he got very bitter at his dad. And he was gonna overtake his dad's kingdom, King David. He had a bunch of people following him, and he had rebellion and bitterness and pride. That's what was on the inside of him. And anyway, it says he only cut his hair one time a year. And he only cut it off because it was too heavy, and it weighed about 5 pounds when he cut it off. So he had really long hair. And one day he was riding his horse and they went under a tree and his hair got caught in the branches. He was stuck there. He was hanging there. He couldn't get off. And some of David's men came along and they speared him. So there was a guy that was very beautiful on the outside, but on the inside it didn't look beautiful at all. Now, does anybody know who the other one is, the one that the Bible says wasn't beautiful? Any guesses? I mean, that's to be known as not very beautiful. I mean, I don't know. This is a prophecy about Jesus Christ. It comes from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2. It's talking about when he comes to the earth first time, when it says, "He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him," listen to what it says, "there is no beauty that we should desire him." Oh my. But what was he like on the inside? It's the complete opposite. On the outside, he didn't look like much. But on the inside, he had love, peace, forgiveness, joy, patience. So which one you think had the actual true beauty? Was it Absalom or was it Jesus? Jesus had the true beauty. So it doesn't really matter what we look like on the outside. We can be a person that has the best looks, and we look amazing, but on the inside we don't have any patience. We're just angry and we hate people, and that kind of takes away from that beauty on the outside. The Bible says that man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. So what's on the inside is the most important. Now, how can we be beautiful on the inside? The Bible says that God is like a light. And when we let God's light shine into our life, we have love, joy, we have all the fruits of the Spirit. So in order for us to truly be beautiful, we need to allow God to shine into our life. Now, I brought a little object lesson along here, and I hope it works. Who all here likes to play with soap bubbles? Don't be afraid to raise your hand. You do? Okay. Anybody ever play with soap bubbles? When I was a little boy, that was one of my favorite things to do. We'd get a cookie sheet. We'd get an old cookie sheet out of the cabinet, and we'd put a little bit of soap in it and a little bit of water. And we'd sit there with drinking straws and just... And the bubble would keep getting bigger, and I just sit there and just stare at the colors on it. Oh, it was so fun. But you know, as time went on, I grew up and I became a man. And, well, don't tell anybody, but I still like playing with soap bubbles once in a while. Shh. That's not something a man should do, is it? Anyway, one thing that I learned about a soap bubble is one way to truly see the beauty of a soap bubble. There's lots of colors on them. The one way to see the true beauty is if you light it up from the inside. The same as when God lights us up from the inside, we can see the true beauty. People around us can... We might look ugly, but people around us can see us and like, wow, he's very patient, he's loving, kind. Something beautiful about that. I'd like that. I want to be like that. So anyway, I'm going to try to blow a bubble and light it up from the inside. So if we could have Johnny shut off the lights. That's why all the curtains are pulled in here today. We wanted to make it dark. So hopefully I can see enough to see what I'm doing. Okay. Just give me a little time here to get it all ready. I brought some paper towels along in case I make a mess. I got some soap and water here. Need to make the whole thing wet. Now it takes a few tries to get it going. The thing about a bubble is they don't like to live very long. And that's kind of like our life. The Bible says our life is like a vapor. It's just here for a little bit and then it's gone. Okay, first I want to do one without the light and see if we can, obviously without light it's not going to be pretty. I hope I can get it to last a little longer than that. Okay, it's trying. You guys might have to stand up to see this. Anyway, without the light, we're just kind of dull. And we might have hate and anger and impatient with our brothers and sisters. But just watch what happens when God lights us up from the inside. And that one's lasting a long time. Anyway, when God lights us up from the inside, then we have true beauty. See if I can get it to stay. Even though the world around us can be really dark, people can still see all the beauty of God inside of us. See all the swirls in there? What do you think? You ever see anything like that? You get real close to it and look at all the detail in there. But they don't last very long. Oops. Okay, we'll do it one more time. Whoops. Try to get him to stay. Did you ever see so many colors in one spot? Okay. We're going to quit with that. Johnny can turn the lights back on. So remember, it's what's on the inside that matters. I'm going to try to clean up here a little bit. And then clean as I'm going to get it. There you go. You guys can look at that one for a little bit. It's not very good at making a bunch of bubbles, but okay, children. At this time, you can go back to your seats.